Look, I mean, the barrier itself is a relief. You know, it's a big relief. We welcome the fact that there can finally be a relief. However, we are dismayed that they had to actually spend 3 nights behind bars on frivolous allegations.
You held a presser today. What was the mood and the theme of the presser? As of course, we know that the Human Rights NGO Forum has been condemning the arrest and the charges against the CSU.
Yes, you know, we actually had to do a presser today, specifically because it's taken this long, you know, for our colleagues from the CSU to be formally charged and to be brought before a competent court of law to face their charges. You know, these guys were picked up on Monday. You know, they spent 2 nights in another cell of our prison. And then, you know, they had a police cell. And then they were taken over to Blamari yesterday, spent another night. They've already surpassed the search for 48 hours within which, you know, accused persons must be brought before a court and before the charge. You know, and even when they were taken to Blamari, the police did not even have a court order, you know. That can, you know, allow them to extend the detention of these three people before, you know, before they could go before court. So clearly, you know, to us, you know, this is clearly persecution under the guise of prosecution. And we condemn it. You know, we condemn it for what it is. We condemn it because when the police went into CSU the first instance and arrested these guys, the evidence that we now have is, you know, after they spent 3 days with drive bars, without being formally charged. It's clear that the police did not have to affect rights. Why that is the fact that the police arrested people to investigate them. You know, if they had evidence against, you know, the three, they would have brought them before, you know, to court, you know, within the stipulated 48 hours. You know, so these guys were only formally charged today, you know, and they're being charged with malicious damage to property, a property that is situated in a blower. And for all we know, you know, the counseling service units, you know, they've got a clinic in Harare. They have no clinic in Blawai. You know, so how, you know, these three, you know, employees of CSU are supposed to be defacing a building in Blawai, you know, using a computer for that case, and using a record, you know, of medical records of clients that they actually, you know, assist. It beats me.
Many in the civil society community have said that this recent and increased crackdown on civil society members, on students, on media is very alarming. What's your view on that?
Well, in fact, I am not alarmed at all. You know, this is something to expect because we should know how, you know, the state behaves, our state here. We should know how Zambia behaves. We should know how the police behave, especially when you are heading towards, you know, a politically charged period. There is anticipation that we might go through a possible constitutional referendum and we might go through an election possibly sometime next year. You know, this is part and parcel of the campaign, you know, that Zambia knows best. You know, the best way for them is to intimidate, terrorize, harass, arrest, detain, you know, and abuse people, so that people cannot participate freely in the processes that have something to do with their lives. So in my view, you know, the rising, the rise in the persecution, you know, of human rights defenders, students, and related people is simply a signal, you know, that the worst is to come. So basically, we just have to be prepared. We are being warned to prepare ourselves, you know, for a very cold, winter coming up.